The 2017 Traverse City Film Festival lineup was announced this morning. The festival runs from July 25th through the 30th and brings thousands of films to the northern Michigan area. And here to talk about it all is Meg Weichman. She's the creative director for the Traverse City Film Festival. Meg, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Meg, Michael Moore, the founder of the Traverse City Film Festival, has long been politically outspoken, and I suspect that has something to do with his travel ban sidebar. Explain to me what that is exactly.
So we're showcasing films from the seven different countries that were included in the travel ban executive order from this past January, just because we believe in celebrating cinema's power to share stories and voices across borders. And we're hoping to Skype in filmmakers and subjects from the different films and from the countries affected. Like, one of the films we're showing is the first feature film to ever come out of Yemen. Then there's some newer films that take you into what's going on in Syria right now, the fiction, documentary. It's just a collection of perspectives we don't always see here.
Lars Hochstad Auditorium is closed this summer, and that meant some logistical gymnastics for you guys. I understand there's going to be a few new venues.
Yes, to make up for the loss of Lars Hochstad this summer, which will be returning next year, we're now going to be in the Central High School Auditorium, as well as we're expanding our reach out to the Grand Traverse Commons. We're very excited to be there at Kirkbride Hall. The shuttle will be fully accessible to these new locations, too.
So last year and in years past, the Free Buzz movie series was normally held at Central Grade School. Where's that series going to be held this year, Meg?
So this year, Buzz screenings are just kind of moving around. So you can check our schedule to see what movies have been designated at the Buzz. There's one free movie in each and every time slot during the festival, a free experience. That was something important to us, even to continue, even in the face of the Buzz's temporary closure.
Speaking of free films, Meg, the open space is always a really popular event at the Traverse City Film Festival. Why don't you give us a rundown of the lineup? What do we got on tap for this year?
So this year, I think, could quite possibly be our best year yet. So we're kicking things off a day earlier this year on Monday night with our traditional test screening that we haven't usually publicized, but we really wanted to honor Jonathan Demme this year, and so we're showing the Talking Heads concert movie Stop Making Sense. Then things kick off formally on Tuesday with Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. Wednesday, La La Land. I'm so excited to see this one under the stars. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs on Thursday, featuring a special introduction by our film festival guest this year, Leonard Maltin, who's a noted Disney historian as well as being Mr. Movies. And our People's Choice winner this year was What About Bob? Bill Murray. That'll be funny. And then Saturday night, the big Star Wars The Force Awakens night. And then on Sunday, we close things out with the Moana sing-along, featuring a closing night luau party beforehand, starting at 7.
So many options, so much to pick from.
There are. I would want to be there every night.
So, Meg, 117 feature films have been announced so far. Any of them that really stick out to you that we should keep an eye out for?
I'm really excited for we're making the U.S. premiere of a film called Pecking Order, which is it's a documentary about competitive chicken grooming and raising in New Zealand. It's kind of like the Best in Show, but real, of New Zealand. And it's a returning filmmaker who won our Stanley Kubrick Award. So that, I think, is going to be a hot ticket.
One of the things about the Traverse City Film Festival that many people enjoy is the opportunity to mingle with other filmmakers. Who's on the radar this year? Who's coming to town?
So, yeah, we're bringing in tons of directors from all over the world and a lot of subjects from documentaries like Gilbert Gottfried. There's a new film about him that he'll be joining us. And then we have a lot of like movie lovers. Like Leonard Maltin is coming this year to the festival. The noted critic from Entertainment Tonight, you may remember, historian, film lover. So he'll be joining us and doing his Nerdist podcast, Maltin on Movies, as one of our free panels. And then Doug Benson will be returning, doing his podcast and his hilarious movie interruptions and bringing some funny friends.
Meg Weichman is the creative director for the Traverse City Film Festival. This morning, the festival announced the lineup for its 13th year, which happens in late July. Meg, as always, thanks for the chat.
You're welcome.